I present to you Creatures of Habit by Christian Moore. This story contains firearm violence, suspense, death, and brief graphic aftermath of combat. Listener discretion is advised. Lieutenant Reyes rounded the corner. Blaster bolt fire pelting the walls behind her. "Seal the door," she yelled. As she entered the bridge of the colony ship headed towards the Andromeda Galaxy, the door began to seal behind her.
"You two, cover the door. Don't let any of those things in," Captain Dolson shouted from his command chair.
The bridge sealed and the blaster fire had ceased. Reyes climbed to her feet, her breathing heavy after nearly running the entire length of the first deck. When she managed to catch her breath, Reyes noticed that only four other officers were on the bridge. Captain Dolson of the UES Destiny, his first officer, Commander Jarl, and two security officers. The room shook with a bellowing boom as something heavy crashed into the sealed door. A second impact ensued, followed by a third. With each hit, the metallic screech of the door grew louder and its stability weakened. As clouds of dust fell from the ceiling, the crew stood in silence. The pounding was rhythmic, slow, and steady. Reyes quickly moved across the bridge to the operations panel. The console hummed to life and emitted a soft light. She then conducted an internal biological scan of the colonists, as well as all life signs on Deck 1.
"Captain, my scans show that the cryopods have been left untouched. The colonists are safe for now."
Captain Dolson closed the security cabinet, having armed himself with a blaster, and joined the security officers near the door.
"How many are outside the door, Lieutenant?"
Reyes swallowed.
There are 13, sir."
The security guards looked at Reyes in terror for a moment before being alerted by one hideous sound of metal being cut through with a plasma saw. Reyes filtered her scan results and pinpointed the hostile boarding party's exact location.
"They're not just trying to get in. They're searching all the rooms."
Captain Dolson glanced at Reyes with worry.
"The relic vault."
Reyes quickly initiated locking down all doors on Deck 1. Trap the hostiles, and to protect the colonists in the process. The ship had been carrying relics from Earth's history to serve as the future generation's reminder of where they came from. The sawing had stopped. The thuds had resumed, but this time in a syncopated pattern as if multiple breaching devices were being used. Reyes could feel each beat of the door in her chest. The room suddenly went quiet and the pounding stopped.
"Reyes, conduct another life sign scan," ordered the captain.
"Nothing, sir. Deck 1 is clear."
That can't be. That's impossible. Check again. We don't have time for any errors."
They could have pulled back,"
said Malik, the security guard closest to the back. Commander Jarl exited the helm chair and made his way to the operations station to assist Reyes with her scans.
"She's telling the truth, Captain. No life signs except for us."
Commander Jarl left the console and moved to retake his position at the helm. For a few minutes, it felt as if the danger had miraculously passed. The bridge door exploded inwards, with debris striking Malik.
"Open fire!"
shouted Captain Dolson. The other security guard began blindly firing into the smoke, filling the room, with nothing shooting back towards him. Then three humanoid aliens appeared out of thin air, having dropped their personal cloaking field. The bridge suddenly burst into a battleground, blaster bolts zipping through the smoke-filled room, and the cries and pain echoed throughout the bridge. Reyes lowered her head and took it upon herself to detach the bridge from the rest of the ship in order to remove the threat from the colonists. The The sound of the clamps released, and the bridge was covered up by the song of battle. The bridge of the ship drifted into space as the battle concluded. Reyes, having been captured, was dragged over to the corpse of Commander Jarl and one of the security guards. Across the room, Captain Dolson and Malik were motionless, hunched over the security console. The leader of the raid, a large, scaled humanoid with lion-like fur, grabbed her face and examined his prisoner. He then threw her across the room back at the operations panel. He then proceeded to gesture for her to return them to their ship. 2, 4, 10, 13. They're all here. Reyes assumed they would want to go back, so she made her way to the console. Only the leader of the raiding party had paid her any attention as the others were examining the bodies of her crew for any tokens and trinkets. When the detach sequence had occurred, the ship computer had deployed a force field around the breach door. Reyes gripped the console firmly, planted her feet and legs against the console, and with the single press of a button, she lowered the force field. In a flash, the hostile boarding party and the corpses of her crew were sucked into the vacuum of space. The hunters were gone, and her crew was dead. But the colony ship and its colonists were safe. Their journey to the Andromeda Galaxy would resume undisturbed. The end.